Thanks for downloading Scott Harold's podcast. If you use a smart speaker, you can always ask Alexa to enable the SOS radio skill.
This has been such a strange season to live through. I'm Scott Harold on SOS Radio, talking to my friend Paul Earle. He's a pastor at Life Church in Victorville. Where you live, Pastor Paul, California is pretty much shut down. Governor Newsom said, hey, anything non-essential, don't even go out. Just stay home unless you're working, doing one of those jobs that are deemed on the essential part of the spectrum. But in Nevada, it's not quite that strict yet, but it may be coming. Governor Sisolak said, don't meet with groups of 10 or more in or outside of your home last night. Where my office is, we're two blocks off the strip over by Sahara. And so when I drive down towards the Wynn or Fashion Show Mall or Venetian, you see the lights are dark. I mean, the marquees are there, the signs are lit up, but a lot of the hotels have boards over the doors. It's kind of weird. What are you noticing about the way people are responding where you live in Southern California, Pastor Paul?
Well, in the high desert, it's similar. It's a lot quieter. Everybody is staying home, especially because all the schools are closed. The restaurants are closed. Where people are usually buzzing, nothing is happening. A few businesses are still open. Of course, the medical clinics and those things are still operating. My wife, we have our family practice clinic. And just this week, we had to go completely virtual in seeing patients using telehealth, because of just the risk of exposure to the other patients who have pre-existing conditions, and we don't want to put anybody at risk. So it's been a major adjustment here, but generally speaking, at this point, the people are still a state of hopefulness, like things will get better. And all of us, as you know, have entered this new world of going online in our conversations, in our church services, in my counseling. Everything is now, we're going into that virtual world much faster than we actually expected.
Talking to Pastor Paul Earle from Life Church in Victorville today at SOS Radio. It's a crazy season. There's so much anxiety in the air. Everyone's feeling concerned, but we don't want that to turn into fear, Pastor Paul.
I am with you 100%. There's one thing to be concerned, one thing to put in place all the precautions, but it's a whole other story to get panicked. The word that I've been holding on to over these last few weeks is Psalm 46. God is our refuge and our strength. He's a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear if the earth trembles, or even if the mountains be cast in the sea, or this virus spreads all over the place. We don't have to fear, because we are not alone, and he's with us, and he is for us, and he is a very present help in trouble. And it's troubling times, but our present help is with us in the middle of all of this. And that's the comfort and the security we have when facing the uncertain times.
We're talking to Pastor Paul Earle from Life Church in Victorville today at SOS Radio. And it's interesting, in this season, we'll call it social distancing, where we're trying to stay away to help stop the spread of sickness. But at the same time, we're still involving community, because community doesn't necessarily have to mean you're standing next to someone, but community is connection. It's shared values. And there's a lot of opportunity to still reach out to our neighbors and our friends. We have so much technology in front of us, Pastor Paul.
So I'll tell you something that was very interesting. Like other churches and many churches, our friends in the neighborhood, they've gone online. So our worship service, you know, is just a room with about a few people, and we broadcast more services that people can still worship and connect. Our small groups are now using Zoom, and so therefore they're able to relate in that way. But I did something interesting last week. We had a big Zoom meeting and invited everybody who wanted to connect to just come and have a 30-minute time of fellowship and get to see each other's faces. And what was funny, there's about like 75 people who came on, and while we're together just seeing each other's faces live, it just brought a different kind of joy. It just kind of brought this feeling of, man, you know, it's like good to see you, because, you know, you get used to seeing faces every week and your fellowship, but in the distancing, you sometimes talk on the phone, but you don't see faces, you know? And so being in that kind of context really was refreshing. And we encourage our guys that even though you may be physically distant, or what they call socially distant, you don't have to be socially isolated. And so people are catching that reality of staying connected to each other. There is one thing that is coming up usually in these situations where you have this major social adjustment, there comes a moment where your emotions can get deflated because you realize that it's not going to pass in a couple of days or even in a couple of weeks, that this may actually impact us for a long time. It puts us in that risk of falling into depression. And therefore, we have to fight that and be prepared not to succumb to the depression when you go through the loss of what you know as your normality. I've been sharing with our guys, just remember these four P's to fight depression and prepare yourself that it doesn't have to consume you. I'll share with you a couple of them. So one is, of course, is the idea of purpose. If we stay on purpose and just use our new platforms to still fulfill our purpose, we won't be falling into depression as much. So if it's school and you have to study online, then just study online. If it's business and you need to do business through other means, just focus on the good that you're still accomplishing, even though your platform is no different. Use this season to get a chance to reset some things in your life that you wanted to, but because you're so busy running, you're not able to do it. But now everything is on pause. Everything is slowed down. Instead of getting stressed about not being able to do, use the moment to reflect, reassess some things, even if you need to get some more training, some more studying, some more quiet times. Just stay on purpose, and it would help you to navigate through this season without falling into depression, you know?
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.